formidable antagonist. I remain, dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, very truly yours, Irene Norton, née Adler.
I am sorry that I have not been able to bring your Majesty's business to a more successful conclusion.
On the contrary, my dear sir, nothing could be more successful. I know that her word is inviolate. The photograph is now as safe as if it were on the fire.
I'm glad to hear your Majesty say so.
Pray, tell me how I can reward you. This ring...
Your Majesty has something which I should value even more highly.
You have but to name it.
This photograph.
Irene's photograph. Well, certainly if you wish it.
I thank your Majesty. Then there is no more to be done in the matter.
Ah, but what a woman. Did I not tell you how quick and resolute she was? Would she not have made an admirable queen, eh? Is it not a pity she was not on my level?
From what I have seen of the lady, she seems, indeed, to be on a very different level to your Majesty. I have the honor to wish you a very good morning.
A remarkable individual. I would have permitted him to shake my hand.
Good day, Your Majesty.
And that was how a great scandal threatened the kingdom of Bohemia, and how the best plans of Mr. Sherlock Holmes were beaten by a woman's wit. He used to make merry if ever I mentioned the cleverness of women, but I have not heard him do it of late. And when he speaks of Irene Adler, or when he refers to her photograph, it is always under the honorable title of The Woman.
In A Scandal in Bohemia, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. Irene Adler was played by Sarah Bedell and The King of Bohemia by Andrew Sachs. With Mary Allen as Mrs. Hudson, Jenny Howe as Mrs. Turner, Brian Miller as Norton, Danny Schiller as the priest, and Ian Lindsay as John. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. A Scandal in Bohemia was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.